Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
We're back. That's ABC News' coverage of the Uvalde, Texas press conference regarding this horrific shooting. I did not know that in the middle of that, it was Beto O'Rourke, the former presidential candidate, the former U.S. Senate candidate, the current gubernatorial candidate in Texas, who disrupted the proceedings. Boy, you want to talk about an inappropriate time to play politics? Wow. I mean, now, the questions that comes out of, you know, for me, and you could reach 570-883-0098, is that they said that a resource officer, and that means police or security, engaged the murderer outside. And I'm. It begs the question, which wasn't asked in follow-up. Well, in what way did he engage the shooter, and how did the shooter then get in? Was he let in? I don't understand. So there was some confusion for me. I don't know about you. In terms of the responses, and I'm sure we're going to find out more as we go on, did the resource officer capitulate to the killer? What exactly happened? And I don't know. I don't know why that area of discussion was not delved into more by the media. So just an odd question. And I do want to know, how and in what way did the resource officer engage the killer? And how did he then get in? It was a back door, they're telling us. So that door should have been locked. Who opened it? Did he take the resource officer hostage? I don't want to speculate, but that piece of information really sticks out to me. And then, of course, the Beto O'Rourke making a complete fool of himself. I mean, he should be disqualified from running for anything after that act. But yeah, that's the most significant question that came out of the press conference to me. What was the nature of the engagement between the resource officer and the killer? And then how did he get in? Maybe they don't have that answer yet. But they didn't say they didn't have that answer yet. The Texas public safety officer went through the timeline of events and sort of glossed over that specific item, which I think is maybe the most significant item in the press conference, other than Beto O'Rourke being a fool. Interesting. Well, we're going to take this break. We've got a couple commercials to catch up on, and then we'll do the weather, and then we'll talk to you. Bob Cordaro on the eponymous show. We'll be right back. That specific item, which I think is maybe the most significant item in the press conference, other than Beto O'Rourke being a fool. Interesting. Well, we're going to take this break. We've got a couple commercials to catch up on, and then we'll do the weather, and then we'll talk to you. Bob Cordaro on the eponymous show. We'll be right back. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Joe Snedeker. Today, comfy and partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, dry, lows near 52. Thursday, partly sunny to cloudy. Showers into the night, highs in the low 70s. Friday, mainly dry, starting to shower and maybe even thunderstorms through the afternoon and evening. Muggier, highs in the low 70s. Saturday, San Ubaldo Day. Rounds of showers with thunderstorms and breaks as well. Highs in the low to mid 70s. For your Memorial Day conclusion to the weekend, Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 80. Memorial Day, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s. We'll keep you apprised on that as we go forward. Bob Cordaro back with you. Now, I don't know what we're going to get more information. We've got to be somewhat patient on this to find out exactly. And again, that being my main concern about the resource officer who they said immediately engaged the killer. And then also, how did he get in the building? Are those two things related? We certainly need more description on that. And it's not going to help the people of Uvalde, Texas. Not in any way, shape, or form. But it might help mitigate or prevent a tragedy of this type in the future. Scary stuff. 570-883-0098. Joe from Berwick, how are you?
Thank you so much, Bob. I'm well. Hey, you know, Bob, I'm not going to quote Bible verses to you, but I am going to say, you know, we can look at how we got to this day as a society and that we've been warned. But more my point is, you know, God has given us as human beings the ability to reason. Now, there are those of us who wish to reason based upon what we know as truth concerning human nature and the nature of evil. And then there are progressives who basically think, you know, we can boil all this down to hashtags and whatnot and this knee-jerk reaction. So what's going on here, you know, that you see once again is rather than the reasoning as to how you pointed out, what actually happened? What should we have seen? What should we continue to see? We have a group of people who don't want to admit that once this cat has been let out of the bag, once we have become a society where aggrieved individuals perceive it's now their right to walk into a school or a workplace and take as many people with them to prove a point, it's going to keep happening. Until there's a major change in our society, this is going to happen again. And I say that as somebody who has a child in school and a wife who works in childcare, you know, God forbid, but it will happen again. They don't want to perceive that and deal with that issue. And that's why they are reacting the way they are, because they're basically saying, well, if it wasn't for Republicans and the gun lobby, we wouldn't be having this. Yes, we would, because the nature of evil.
And that's where they, again, I point out about our fellow Americans on the left. They don't want solutions. And you know yourself from a surveyor. If a surveyor starts the survey from the wrong reference point, they will be wrong about everything that they do for the rest of their work. And that's sort of where the left approaches issues from. They're on the wrong reference point. They're ignoring human nature. They're ignoring realities that are right in front of them. And if just a couple weeks ago we didn't have the Buffalo, New York massacre, where the individual in question, that sick, demented murderer, where he got a gun in one of the most restrictive states in the country and then used that gun despite red flag laws that are supposed to prevent such things, and him having mental issues on record before that. And it so everything they suggest has not worked. Everything they've put in place in cities like Chicago and Washington, D.C. and New York City and Los Angeles has failed, and they continue to have the same discussion. It's frustrating. Yeah, very frustrating.
I would like to point out that every issue they try to address, whether it be gun violence or you know, ethnic tension, every one of these issues actually becomes worse when they are given the full authority to deal with them and make policies around them.
Now, you know, you can't do, if you're going to do the wrong thing, don't do anything. That's probably the suggestion that we should advance to our left-wing friends. But, Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll take this break. Bob Cadaro with you, WILK. Frank Sinatra is going to bring us back on this somber day, but we'll take a break now. We are back on the Bob Cadaro Show. Tough day for America. It truly is. I mean, this is, I was in prison during Sandy Hook. It was, you know, you didn't get the same impact as being out and about and, you know, directly experiencing the coverage and having time to reflect and think about how horrific it is. And again, because it comes on the back of the Buffalo massacre and right before that, the New York City subway shooting. So you think about it and you just say, man, this is crazy stuff going on. This is scary stuff. This is dangerous. And what is it all about? And I'll tell you and repeat to you again, other than really focusing on school security, anybody who's talking about this in a political setting, just don't listen to them again. Don't listen to them again. They don't know enough about what happened and how it happened in order to give you information and to have an opinion. Certainly not to have a solution. Frank in Scranton, how are you?
Hiya, Bob. There's just such a failure to communicate on this subject, but we really need better security at the schools. We need some fencing. We may not be able to stop all of these, but we could, you know, we could stop some of these bad situations.
Yeah, you could limit
this bad guy's walking right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the bad guys are walking in. There should be no school where a bad guy could basically walk in. You're not going, if you're coming behind him, you're too late. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you're chasing behind him and, you know, trying to catch him, you got to get in front of him.
And Frank, I mean, what I'm trying to figure, I think you heard my question that I have, but it, from a basic security standpoint, they need to have a locked door from, you know, locked from the inside. And then once you go through that door with permission, you are then viewed in a vestibule, which you also can't get out of. And I don't know why that particular common sense protection was not in place here.
This is not, I mean, this part of it is not complicated. You gotta stop them before they get in, or at least give it a shot. You know what I mean? Give it a try to stop them. Now, what I saw on that camera was a guy going right in. I don't know.
That's
maybe
what it
I saw
like.
It wrong.
We've got to find out a lot more than we have seen so far to make intelligent conclusions on the security issue.
Yeah, and on the other side, the Democrats are saying, oh, you're just going to get rid of the guns. Listen, this is a different world now. You're not going to just get rid of the high-powered rifles and those automatic weapons. I don't know much about weaponry, but that's not it. I mean, there's more to it than that. You know what I mean? Let's get rid of the guns. And then they don't want to talk to you. No, we just got to get rid of the guns. Well, hey, listen, perfect world, but that's not what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
Well, okay, buddy.
Thanks for checking in, Frank. Appreciate it. Yeah. Look, at the knee jerk on anything this complex, it's going to be wrong a majority of the time. But when you look at this juxtapositioned with the violence that's been occurring in states and cities with the strictest gun control there is, I don't know how you get to that conclusion, because it's happening there worse than elsewhere. We'll be back. We're back. Bob Cadaro with you. John's on the line from Hanover. How are you, John?
Hey, Bobby, how you doing? I wish we could talk about something better, but I have a theory, Bob. Every year since the Columbine, they've been keeping track of these mass shooters. So since like 99, I believe. And it has X amount of mass shootings every year on each one of those years. And since everything was snapped from us for 2 years, do you think, and maybe I think, I don't know, I'm just theorizing, but do you think this was eventually going to happen? It's just backlogged, and that's why every day we wake up, there's some crazy lunatic shooting up a place now.
It's
more and more.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a bad theory. Because you're right. I mean, people were not congregating in large numbers for most of the COVID crisis, and particularly we're not in schools. And so who knows? You know, maybe there may be some validity there, John. I think that's an interesting thing to look at. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up. I have interesting ways of looking at everything.
Yeah, that's a help. Believe me. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, buddy.
All right, John. Appreciate the call. We're playing, at suggestion of one of our great listeners, a little Cat Stevens and his song about the children. And we don't do requests, but when one of our listeners suggested that we play Where Do the Children Play to close out the show, I agreed wholeheartedly. And I say back to you that made the suggestion, ALTS, back at you. Well, I'm in a day that we really have to reflect, and we really have to wonder, where is our politics taking us when a horrible situation like this becomes political fodder for the usual? Let's get past and be above that, and maybe we'll get somewhere. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. Frank Andrews is in. He's next. After the news.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!